Friday again, and that special moment of every week when we ask one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying. And this time, it's the turn of composer John McLaughlin to share with us his Culturefile likes.
My name is John McLaughlin. I'm a composer of contemporary art music. The best film I've seen in the last year or two, I think, probably is Poor Things by Yorgos Lanthimos, with Emma Stone producing and acting as well. It was just unlike any other film I've ever seen, with incredibly imaginative use of CGI creating this fantasy world that is just not like any other film. And you do feel, yeah, that's what we must be using computers for. Things are rubbery and rounded and weird, and the whole setting therefore becomes unreal. But the storytelling is absolutely on point. And so you really have this beautiful combination of cinematography and sort of a ripping yarn as well. And it is a sort of genre piece. It has this element of Frankenstein and all of these kind of things, which gives you a nice distance from some of the more visceral qualities of the film, which people who've seen it will know what I'm talking about. For my book choice, I'm going to be a bit naughty because it's six books, but it's a single memoir by Karl Ove Knausgård, Norway. And his Norwegian title is Min Kamp, and it's published in English as the umbrella title of Mice. He had a struggling upbringing, studies and all. It's just his own. I think he just thought it would get some extra attention, which is a cheap ploy, nothing more. Panic not. But I'm not a great one for autobiography or biography, but there are some exceptions, and this is one of them. Karl Ove Knausgård writes this incredible detailed prose where a lot of the reviewers were saying, oh, he just makes a mountain out of the tiniest thing, like picking up a mug and drinking a cup of tea. But when it's compelling, it's incredibly compelling. And you have your favourites. Obviously, my favourite of the books is one where he talks about going with his brother to clear out his father's flat. His parents separated and the father was living on his own in a mountain of cigarettes and sticky alcohol stains all over the place. But I just found it fantastic. And other episodes from his childhood were incredible too. I do a fair bit of running and walking and usually bring a podcast. And over the summer in particular, I couldn't wait to get the next edition of The Rest is Politics US with Anthony Scaramucci and BBC's Catty Case. And Scaramucci is funny. And I do like that. I like a podcast that doesn't have comedians, but is funny because just personality, you know, that's my preferred kind of situation. And another favorite one of mine would be Mindscapes by an American philosopher / physicist called Sean Carroll. A lot of it goes over my head, quite frankly, because he gets these extraordinary guests and he does very long podcasts, which can be brilliant for a bus journey to Dublin, but it's usually a case that you never get to the end. Lately, I've been thinking about writing my fifth string quartet. So I was actually doing the sort of homework you should do, going back to listening to Haydn's quartets, Shostakovich, Elia Carter, a little bit of Bartok, perhaps. But in a more relaxed mode, I would be closing gaps in my knowledge. Like, it occurred to me that I had only listened to a couple of Mahler symphonies properly where I knew all the notes. So lately, I was really enjoying Mahler's ninth and, you know, and enjoying how different it is to, say, the fourth or the sixth, you know. Now, maybe there are some Mahler people out there who think, what? No, it's totally not different. To me, Mahler's Ninth Symphony has a sort of bonkers modernism trying to break through. There's just this fantastic feeling of, I can now relate to this. And there was a time in my life when I just thought, oh, overblown romanticism, not my bag, you know. But obviously, you get to a point where you say, oh, I'm going to reconsider everything I've done in my life. Yeah. So that's hence Mahler. And I had a little crack listening to some Bruckner. That didn't go quite so well. But, you know, because there's only so many days in the week.
Thank you.
for many decades, I've been cooking for myself and my wife, and vice versa. Way back in the 80s, we decided to become economic vegetarians because we couldn't afford meat as students. But I came back to making stir fries with a few prawns or something, you know, so we're sort of like pescatarians. She will always say that her favorite meal of the week is my stir fry, and I worked all the memories of all the TV shows from Ken Hom and all the rest into eventually evolving this very strict way I do it. And there has to be sherry at one point. I did it the other day without sherry and it just wasn't the same. All the little things, the balance of lime juice and the white wine vinegar, yeah, soy sauce and all the rest. But it's down to a very regimented approach that I have. I think my selection of favorite scents and smells is probably shared by an enormous number of people, at least the people who don't have hay fever. I love the smell of fresh mown grass. Of course, it tells you summer's there or whatever. You usually get it on a fine day, but it is just very, very turf smoke. That takes care of the rest of the year. Who doesn't love the smell of a turf fire? It draws me right back to going to Clare when I was a tiny child, but it still works every time.
The likes of John McLaughlin there, and coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, a visit to an art cabin in Limerick, Tig O'Sullivan on the trail of the probably German writer behind the treasure of the Sierra Madre, the art of playing the violin and reciting verse at the same time with soloist Larissa O'Grady, and an unorthodox way of finding a bed for the night in a new Irish short film, Room Taken. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday tea time here on RTE Lyric FM, and as always available to stream from the RTE Lyric FM site and download from all the podcast places. And don't forget to join Blue Sky to keep up with Culture File and the Joneses.